To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله I welcome one and all to this beautiful new silsila turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful silsila this is. Because our ultimate goal is to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. But the question then remains, in what condition and situation will we return back to Allah Almighty? And this is why this silsila is so important. O Ashiqani Rasul and beloved viewers of Madani channel. In this silsila, we will learn insha'Allah Azza wa Jal about all those matters in our religion that will simplify our journey back to Allah Almighty. And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, to start off with this beautiful silsila, we have prepared a very, very wonderful and important topic. And this topic actually gets the ball rolling. It gives us a direction as what we want to achieve as far as returning back to Allah Azza wa Jal is concerned. And I'm sure by now we might be wondering and thinking, what would be the topic of our discussion today? The topic of our discussion today is faith is paramount. Allahu Akbar. Faith is paramount. Faith is important. The protection of Iman is important on each and every believing man and woman. Allahu Akbar. Why is Iman so important? Allahu Akbar. What a question. Why is Iman? Why is the protection of Iman so paramount? It is because everything will be judged on Iman on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Absolutely everything will be judged on Iman on the day of Qiyamah. So much so that a person may be, performing a lot of good deeds in this world. So much so to the extent that he may be going for Hajj. He may be fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan. You know, he may be paying zakat and he may be doing so many other virtuous deeds. But come on the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, if he will represent himself in the court of Allah Almighty, without having the Iman, all those virtuous deeds and actions that he may have done in his life, during his life in this world, would absolutely have no value. So each and everything that we do in this world, in order for it to have a meaning on the day of Qiyamah, in order for it to have a virtue on the day of Qiyamah, it needs to be accompanied by Iman. It needs to have Iman in it, and only shall it have meaning on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala really grant one and all the opportunity and the ability to protect one's faith and one's Iman. Ameen bijain nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Islam is an extremely eminent and dignified religion. Those who are blessed by Allah Almighty are blessed with the wealth of Iman in this world. Moreover, over and above that, those fortunate people who remain steadfast on Iman remain privileged, not only in this world, but they are also privileged on the hereafter. Therefore, it is necessary and vital for every Muslim to protect this blessing of Iman and also to remain steadfast upon it whilst realizing its virtue and value. Because staying steadfast on Iman whilst living this world holds a lot of importance for a Muslim. And therefore, O viewers of Madani Channel, all Ashiqani Rasul, if a person dies with Iman, and for the sake of emphasis, if a person dies with Iman, then all the stages of the grave and hereafter will be easy for him. Dying with Iman is the only thing that becomes a means of salvation in the hereafter. No matter how many virtuous actions one performs in this world, if he does not pass away with Iman, then none of his righteous deeds will be of any use to him. And it has been stated in a very blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that comes in Bukhari Sharif, that innamal a'malu bil khawatim, that actions are dependent upon their end. Allahu Akbar. In other words, the very, very last actions that you do in this world before you depart from this world, they will determine your akhirat. They will determine whether you will be under the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning whether you will be admitted into Jannah or otherwise. Why are we saying this? Is because if a person lives this world without Iman, he did not protect and safeguard his Iman, how will he be able to claim Jannah from Allah Azza wa Jal? How will not having Iman enable him the entry into Jannah? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really grant us the ability that our actions, inshallah, thumma inshallah, will be such that they will enable us to die on Iman. Ameen bijai nabil, ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In relation to the importance and the protection of Iman, Allah Almighty states in part 24, Surah Hameem As-Sajda, ayah number 30, what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? What is the beautiful message that Allah Azza wa Jal has for us in the whole Quran? As far as protecting our faith, as far as protecting our Iman is concerned, I'm sure as Ashiqani Rasul and as viewers of Madinin Channel, we will be eager to listen what is the message of Allah Azza wa Jal as far as the protection of one's Iman is concerned. Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed those who said, Allah is our Lord, and then remained firm upon it, Allah Akbar, those who have made a claim and said Allah Azza wa Jal is our Lord, and not only did they claim that Allah is their Lord, but after having claimed that, what happens? They remain firm upon their statement. What happens? The angels of Allah, the angels descend upon them, saying, do not fear, nor grieve, and be happy for the paradise which you were promised. Allahu Akbar. So those who made a claim that Allah Azza wa Jal is their Rabb, that Allah Azza wa Jal is their Lord, as it is a claim of every ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Azza wa Jal is our Lord. But what we need to do after having made this claim, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that in the Quran. He says that then remain firm upon it. Remain firm upon it means remain firm upon the statement, remain firm upon the claim that we have made. What will happen? The angels of Allah Azza wa Jal will descend upon us, and the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal will then say to us that do not fear, nor grieve, and be happy for the paradise which Allah Azza wa Jal has promised us. Allahu Akbar. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Undoubtedly, those who admitted Allah to be the Lord and admitted to His oneness, saying that our Lord is only Allah Almighty, then remain steadfast upon fulfilling the requirements of their claim. Then the angels descend to them from Allah Azza wa Jal, and they give them glad tidings and say, do not fear of the matters of the hereafter. Listen to this. Do not fear of the matters of the hereafter. My dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, all of us today are concerned about our matters of the hereafter. We do not know what condition will I meet my Rabb. We do not know that is Allah Azza wa Jal happy or not happy with me. We are all worried about our matters of the Akhirat. We are all thinking, will Allah Azza wa Jal grant me paradise? May Allah Azza wa Jal grant all of us Jannah. But this is our worry today. But look at the message that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us in this ayat-e kareema. Look at the message that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us in this ayat-e kareema as per the tafsir Siratul Jinan. That these angels, when they descend from Allah Azza wa Jal, they have a very beautiful message for us. And what is the message? The message is, do not fear when it comes to the matters of your hereafter. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal really made our matters of the Akhirat very, very easy for us. Ameen. Bijayin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And after having said to us that do not fear of the matters of the hereafter, Allahu Akbar, they also make a very beautiful statement, and they say, do not grieve over your households, etc., that you have left behind. Many a times, when people leave this world, they are worried about their children. They are worried about so many things concerning to the world. But what these angels actually tell us as the message of Allah Azza wa Jal is that we should not worry about our family members. We should not worry about those things that we leave behind, especially our family members. Why? It's because Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of those matters concerning our family members that we leave behind. Allahu Akbar. Can you think of any other pleasant way of your family being taken care of than the pleasant way by which Allah Azza wa Jal Himself takes care of those whom you leave behind? Allahu Akbar Kabira. What a beautiful and pleasant message, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that if we remain firm on the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal is our Rabb, is our God, and not only do we remain firm, but we ensure that our iman is protected. The angels of Allah descend to us and they give us a beautiful message to say to ourselves that we should not worry about the matters of the Akhirat. And over and above that, they tell us that don't worry about those whom you are leaving behind as far as your family members are concerned, simply because Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of your family members. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after having given us this message, Allahu Akbar, they also continue and they said, and be pleased of the Jannah, be pleased of the paradise that was promised to you in the world through the sacred tongues of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that the steadfastness on Islam is very important. If we meet our end with iman, then salvation is our destiny. to the extent that the glad tidings of paradise and Jannah has been given to those who remain firm on Islam and act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran. Not only this, living this world in the state of Iman has also been commanded in the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. And what does Allah Azza wa Jal mention in the Holy Quran as far as the importance of Iman and living this world with Iman is concerned? Allah Azza wa Jal says very, very beautifully in para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, ayah 102. Allah Azza wa Jal says that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Oh believers, fear Allah as He should be rightfully feared, and never die but as Muslims. In the last part of this ayat karima, it has been stated that, and never die but as Muslims. It means try your best to stay on Islam in every moment of your life, so that when you pass away on Iman. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, as the Ashiqani Rasul, we shall always worry about the protection of our Iman. We shall try to safeguard ourselves against the deceptions and whispers of shaitan and nafs. Remember, the glad tidings of Jannah have been mentioned in the Holy Quran for those who remain steadfast on Iman. The glad tidings of Jannah have been mentioned upon or for those who remain in this world upon Iman. They safeguard their Iman and they make it a priority in their daily lives. And they ensure that they do not live this world with Iman. The glad tidings of Jannah have been mentioned in the Holy Quran for them. And not only are they mentioned in the Holy Quran, but many beautiful hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam have been also been mentioned. Rasulullah sallam have made many mentions on how the end with Iman will play a very, very big role for us on the day of Qiyamah, and how important it is for myself and yourself to safeguard and protect our Iman. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will listen to one beautiful hadith mubarakah concerning the protection of Iman. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has beautifully mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that soon such a time will come upon my people where it will be necessary to adopt seclusion. Allahu Akbar. Soon time will come upon people where it will be necessary to adopt seclusion. At that time, only that person's Iman will remain safe who would run from one mountain to another, and who would run from one place to another. And why would this person seclude himself? Why would this person choose to remain in seclusion? Why would this person choose to run from one mountain to another, from one place to another? He will do so because he will be worried about the protection of his Iman. Allahu Akbar. Let us take a look at the reality of this world, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Today, if we are not doing good in this place as far as our business is concerned, we would choose to migrate from that place to another place. Why? So that maybe we can flourish as far as our business is concerned. And if we would not flourish in that particular place, we would then migrate from that place to another place. And we will keep on migrating sometimes until we get to a point where our business can flourish. And in the business terms and in the business languages, we understand this very, very much well, that when we are in danger as far as our business is concerned, the option that we need to exercise is to migrate from that particular place and to try and
run our businesses from a different place where perhaps we may become successful, where perhaps our business can flourish. Allahu Akbar. What about when it comes to Iman, my dear respected Islamic brothers and all viewers of Madani Channel? This is exactly the same message that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that a person will migrate from one place to another, will run from one mountain to another. And this will not be because of business. This will not be because of any worldly benefit. But this would be due to the fact that he is very much worried about the protection of his iman. It means this particular place where he is living, there are so many things that are happening. There are so many things that are denting his iman. There are so many things that perhaps may result in him losing his iman. And because he does not want to lose iman, he chooses to migrate from that place to another place. He chooses to rather stay in seclusion. Allahu Akbar. And this is the message that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tell us, that particular time will come when people, in order to protect their iman and faith, they will run from place to place. They will run from one mountain to another. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from amongst those whom when their iman is in danger, we can also migrate from one place to another and from one mountain to another. And we can also stay in seclusion, because iman is the only thing that we have. And if it is taken away from us, all our good actions, our salah, our zakat, our hajj will be meaningless on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen bijayin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we should really be very worried every minute of our time, every split second of our time, about the protection of our iman. We should keep asking and making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that may Allah Azza wa Jal seize our souls upon iman. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a blessed hadith mubarakah that yub'athu kullu 'abdin 'ala ma mata 'alayhi, that every person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. Every person will be resurrected in the same state as he dies. Allahu Akbar. The very same state upon which we live this world, that is exactly the same state upon which we will be raised and resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi, states under this blessed hadith mubarakah that it is indeed the end that matters. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful and simple explanation Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi gives us as far as this blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is concerned. He says that it is the end that matters. If somebody dies on kufr, then he will be raised on kufr, even if he was a believer during his lifetime. And if he passes away on iman, then he will be raised on iman, even if he stayed upon kufr during his lifetime. Hazrat Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi stays under this blessed hadith mubarakah. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi has deduced from this hadith mubarakah. What Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi has deduced or understood from this hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very, very, very amazing, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Let us pay full attention on what was deduced by Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ta'ala. He says that a flute player will be raised with a flute on the day of judgment, and a drunkard with his beverage, whereas a muazzin will be raised whilst calling out azan. And dear viewers of Madani Channel,
Indeed, iman and faith is paramount. Allahu Akbar. We come to know that we shall not be lazy in regard to the protection of our iman. Over and above that, we shall not carry vain hopes thinking that we are born as Muslims. Our parents, great grandparents and the whole family were Muslims. Therefore, we are also Muslims and we will die as Muslims too. Allahu Akbar. We should not carry these vain hopes of thinking, okay, I am a Muslim, my parents are Muslims, my grandparents were Muslims and my great grandparents were Muslims, and therefore this is a certificate for me, this is a certificate for me that I will die upon iman. Allahu Akbar. This is not the reality. The reality is that at times you may have uttered something or a word of kufr that rendered you out of the fold of Islam. And therefore, for our family members to be Muslims, and our grandparents to be Muslims, and our great-grandparents to have been Muslims, does not necessarily mean that we will stay as Muslims, and we will, you know, definitely die as Muslims. It is possible that we remain steadfast on iman all our life, perform virtuous deeds abundantly, but utter a sentence of kufr before our death, and we are then deprived of having an end on iman. Therefore, we shall always supplicate for steadfastness over our iman and worry for the protection of iman at the time of our death. The blessed scholars of Islam have beautifully say that the one who does not fear his iman being snatched away during his lifetime, it's a very important message that we need to take cognizance of, that the one who does not fear his iman being snatched away during his lifetime, there is a great risk for his iman to be snatched away at the time of his death. Person who does not care about the protection of his iman, thinking he is a Muslim, thinking, look, he's performing so much good deeds and so forth, and then he thinks, you know what, my iman is safe, I will obviously die with iman. The scholars of Islam have said that such a person is in a great risk of losing his iman at the time of his death. Allahu Akbar. The reality of the world today, that we do not have the worry to protect our iman, my dear respected Islamic brothers and sisters and viewers of Madani Shalt. If we do have any worry, if we do care about something, Allahu Akbar, it is to increase our bank balances. If we do have any worry, it is to surpass each other in the worldly matters. If we do have any worry, it is to earn respect and fame, whereas none of us has the guarantee over the fact whether our iman will remain intact at the time of our death or not. Ma'adhallah. And what we will do if our iman is taken away due to the cares of sins. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, by Allah, no one can be assured of the fact whether his iman will remain intact or not at the time of his death. A very beautiful statement of Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that when the state of the soul's departure overcomes a person, when the state of the soul's departure overcomes a person, then shaitan comes to him along with his peoples in the shape of his deceased relatives, such as his parents, siblings, friends, and so forth. So when their ruh is about to leave the body, shaitan comes to this particular person. He comes to this particular person in the shape of his, you know, deceased relatives, deceased friends, and deceased siblings. And what does shaitan then says to this person? Shaitan then says to him, oh, so and so, you will soon die. Whereas we have already
tasted death before you. Therefore, adopt such religion, meaning leave Islam, as that is the only religion which is accepted in the court of Allah. They will try and make this person leave Islam. Imagine shaitan coming back to a person in the form of his mother. Imagine shaitan coming back to a person who is about to leave this world in the form of his friends, in the form of his siblings, and saying to this person that, look, we have already tasted death, and if there is any advice you need to take from anyone, is that you should take advice from us as your family members, as your friends, and as your siblings, because we have already tasted death. And what is the message? The message is, leave this Islam. Leave Islam. If the dying person does not accept what he says, then shaitan and his people come to him in the shape of his other friends and say, accept such and such a religion. Allahu Akbar. In other words, leave Islam. This is the situation of a person who is about to leave this world, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. The message for all of us today is that shaitan will never leave us, and he will never be happy with us for as long as we are Muslims, to a point where even when our ruh and our souls will be departing and coming out of our bodies, shaitan will not let us free even at that particular time. So therefore, we are always in danger of losing our iman. If shaitan can come to us at that particular time, what about the rest of the other days and weeks and months and years? He is trying day in and day out to snatch iman away from ourselves. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from among those who can prioritize the protection of iman in the list of our priorities. In fact, the protection of our iman should be the first priority of our priorities in this world, because it is only through iman that we will gain salvation in the akhirat. Allahu Akbar. The topic of today was very, very important. Let us try and reflect and align ourselves with the ulama ikram and align ourselves with Madani Channel, so that our family members can gain more knowledge. And inshallah azza wa jal, until we meet again with yet another beautiful discussion of this silsila, may Allah azza wa jal protect one and all, and may he safeguard our iman, and may he make it such that our end will be on iman. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم To Allah we turn in prayer we stay To Allah we turn in prayer we stay Guided by His light we find our way Guided by His light we find our way